Our Spanish vacation, day three. Now, on day three, which is the first full day that we were in Spain, we decided that we would go to see Sagrada Familia, the magnificent Gaudi church in Barcelona. Now, one of the things that I will probably talk about on many occasions is this. If you're going to Spain and you want to see various sites, go to those sites' website and get your tickets. You have to have reserved tickets to get into almost all of these places. And Sagrada Familia, in which you may be able to find some tickets at late in the day, is usually sold out for the most part, weeks in advance. So you need to make sure that that's what you're going to do. So I had tickets, I bought them as early as I possibly could, which is about 3 months. And they had choices on tickets. And one of the choices was a guided ticket. Now that would be guides provided by the facility. And generally speaking, that is usually worked out very well. We did that in the Colosseum in Rome, and it was superb. And this turned out to be superb as well. But we will take a trip in Spain that wasn't so good, but that's much later on. Now, from our hotel, we simply went to the metro stop that was right next to the hotel. That's line three. We had to go up to one of the stops and change trains, or change metros, which came out right in front of the church itself. So you get out of the metro and you look up, and there is this vast expanse of construction. Now, Sagrada Familia right now is 142 years old. Been working on it a long time. Mainly because, on the one hand, Gaudi was trying new things, but also he was trying to make sure they raised money for it. He was trying to get regular people to pay for it rather than the church. And that's a whole podcast in itself. But it has taken a while to get it in place. And of course, it went along pretty well until Gaudi's death, but you do have World War I, you have the horrible Spanish Civil War, and then of course Franco takes over, and Franco is going to complicate the situation, and I'll explain that in just a little bit. So it's been worked on for quite a long time. As a matter of fact, it's been in construction long enough that they have to repair some of the original construction. And it's pretty obvious when you see pictures of it. When you see what's called the Nativity entrance, it's much darker than the other parts, which are newer. So they have more, the stone has not changed at that particular time. But for heaven's sake, get your tickets. So we went an hour early, an hour before our tickets. The tickets will say you need to be here at such and such a time. And it's usually like 15 minutes before you're supposed to enter. So when you do get there, you go up to the ticket place, show them your tickets. Now, you can have them printed up. They will be on your phone. But frequently, the websites throughout Spain suggest that you print a copy up just to be on the safe side in case the systems go down. So I always had a hard copy as well as my phone copy. And most of the time, I didn't use my phone copy. And then they will tell you where you're supposed to stand in order to get in. There's an A, there's a B, and there's a C. But before we get to that, let me tell you what we did. So we went and walked around the entire church, taking pictures of all of the exterior. And I don't like to take pictures vertical. I like to take pictures horizontal. Well, that makes it really difficult to do. So you do get some positions where you can do that, and then but most of them end up being vertical or, you know, in two parts. It's great for video. Then you can slowly move it up the side. So we went around. There's two parks on either end. There's a park on the Nativity scene where you go in, and then there's a park on the Passion at the other end. And you get good views from both sides, but most of the people go to the one by the Nativity entrance, which has a little lake in it. And so you take lots of pictures. There's people taking pictures with their families. There's people doing all sorts of weird things, you know, for TikTok. But you can usually find people to take your picture when you help them take their picture. So after completing the circuit, we then went back to the front and I checked where we were supposed to go. So the A section is for people with just tickets and you don't have any guiding. And so at the time, they will then begin letting you in. You have to go through security. They're going to scan your stuff, and there is a list of things that you can't take in with you, large backpacks or whatever, but they have storage places where you can rent. The B section is for people who are in guided groups, but the guides are not from Sagrada Familia. And then the third group is in C, that's the one that were guided by the people from the church. And when you go through there, they will check your ticket and tell you who your guide is and point to the spot where you wait for them to show up. And it's really nice. It's a little higher up, and so you get a nice view of all the people that have come to see this place. And it's just magnificent. And so we waited and went, got our guide. We had the everywhere we went, we had earphones and receivers. And so the guide has the main device, and she talks into a small microphone, and we can hear her just perfectly. And she was superb. She was really amazing. Her voice cracked a couple of times as she was talking about the special nature of the church. And so you go through, and we did the front part, which is the nativity entrance portal. And each of the entryways has a center section with two doors, and then two side sections with a single door, and they represent the themes of faith, hope, and charity. Well, on the side with the nativity, you have all sorts of things. The one section is on Joseph and his life, and it shows Jesus working on at the workbench. And then you have the Christmas stuff all in the middle. And she'll tell you that on this side, all of the statues, the faces are of real people. Gaudi used the same technique that the Romans used sometimes, but they did a lot in the Renaissance, and that is to sculpt real people. And so they're all workers. They're workers who are working on the project. As a matter of fact, the donkey who is at the manger and going to Egypt with the children to avoid Herod is the donkey that one of the women who brought food to the workers at lunch used. And I've forgotten whose grandchild was the baby Jesus, but everybody has something there. And you really need to look at all the different parts of it. And that's why the explanation is really good. I have two really good guidebooks on this church. And you could spend days going through all of the different things that Gaudi put into the church. So anyway, we do the nativity, and then we go into the church. The system, it looks like, sometimes people say it looks like a Gothic church, but there's no outside flying buttresses. Gaudi wanted it to be perfect, and he said the only form of architecture that was perfect was something that was made by God. And he basically, the church is designed as an organic forest. So when you go in and you see these giant columns and you look up, they all intertwine. They're all giant trees that are intertwined, and it changes the lighting. We were there for 3 hours, hour and a half with the guide, and then half an hour on our own, and then we were there an hour before. And when I look at the pictures that I took, you can see that as the time went on, that the church changed looks to it. So it's really quite amazing. So she talked a little bit once we got in, talking about the different aspects of it. And it's really something you need to see. I'm going to do a video of this for my Traveling Professor series here, and I will put it up on the History According to Bob Facebook thing, or you can go to YouTube on the Bob Packett channel and see it, because I've done something that this will go on. So we go in there, and it's full of people. A church, I think, is supposed to seat 6,000 or 9,000 people. I think it could do more. The altar is beautiful. Everything is stunning. It has been dedicated, but they only use the upper part for very, very special occasions. A lot of services are held down in the crypt. So then we walk across to go out the door to the Passion side. Now, the Passion side is very, very controversial, because all the people that are depicted have square faces, square heads. And Jesus doesn't have any face on his at all, because he's supposed to represent humanity. And you do need to read about Gaudi, and he is probably one of the most spiritual people to put all this together. But you have the crucifixion, you have the scourging, you see Judas, you have all of this stuff. And then at the very, very top, up above it, on a beam between two sections of towers, there's Christ in golden bronze sitting at the top representing the resurrection. And it's just amazing. And they have the doors of the church are bronze. And I think it's either this one or the one where you have the Gloria section where they have the Our Father in all different languages in bronze. And when they put it all together, Gaudi's initials ended up right in the middle of the two doors. So then we went back in. She talked about some of the other things that were going on in the church. She explained that when you look up and you see on the second level around the church, there's this banister of bronze. That's where the choirs stand when they do the singing. Then we went and saw what will eventually be the main entrance. And they have the door there, and above the door, up two levels, is a bronze statue of St. George, the protector of the church. But he does not have a sword, doesn't need to be protecting on the inside, but he has a shield to keep the evil forces away. So there's symbolism everywhere. It just swallows people up. Most of the guided tours with the system that we were using, that you weren't hearing a lot of the other things. The trouble was there are a lot of people who just came in to take pictures of themselves running around, which always drives me crazy. So we finish up there. Sherry went up and took the tower tour, where you go up an elevator and then walk around the towers and then come back down, because the height thing was really bothering me this time and didn't want to take any chances. I probably could have done it all right, but she took the pictures of that beautiful view of the city. And then while she was doing that, I took other pictures. I took video inside the church. In this presentation that I have, I've done it with just regular slide film. And then at the end, I put the video in. It was like another level. And I had gone outside because Gaudi had a school built for the children of the workers. And it had been damaged or whatever, but they've restored part of it. And they have a museum in there that you could go to. And then after she came down from the tower, we went and got some souvenirs and then headed back to the hotel. But it is just stunning. I had a very, very good friend that I taught with, and he said that it was so moving that he couldn't bring himself to take pictures. Well, I could take pictures. We took pictures. But it was very, very moving throughout, particularly reading about Gaudi. There's a funny quote that I read in the one of the books, and it's the architect teacher he had in school. And when they gave Gaudi his diploma or whatever, he made the comment that he said that I have either helped to create a monster or a genius. And at this point, I'm not sure which, but it's obvious it's a genius. It's magnificent. The towers, the main tower will be 170 meters high. It's right now technically the highest towered church in Spain, but the Seville church and the other churches that are in the contentions claim it's only third because it's not finished yet, so they have to play with it. Now, part of the problem that we found out that they were expecting to have all the towers up within 2 years. All the money that they take in, that goes to construction. And so every year they know how much money they took in and they know how much work that they can do with that. And so it's funding technically forward. But the problem is this. During the Franco administration, after the Spanish Civil War, they weren't real sure the church was ever going to be finished. So a plot of land that is supposed to be where the entrance to the Gloria doors is supposed to be located, that was sold to businessmen. And it's shops and businesses and whatever else. Well, Gaudi had envisioned this huge, magnificent staircase leading up to these Gloria doors, which is to be the main entrance into the church. Now they're having trouble figuring out what to do with getting that land back. So that's been a little headache. After that, we went back and we needed a rest. We took a little rest at the hotel. And then that night, we walked to a restaurant that was suggested by Tony Galvez, one of the tour guides from this area that's on YouTube with travels of Spain and Portugal. And so I had the map. I followed the map. We went around the harbor. Of course, the harbor is full of super yachts because they're doing the... It was actually that week we were there. It was the finals of the World Cup or the America's Cup. And I got off track, and we came to an end, and there wasn't supposed to be an end. And I realized that we'd walked about 6 blocks too far. So we backtracked, went up, found the place. It's a nice, great big restaurant right on the beach. So we had dinner looking out into the area where the into the Mediterranean, looking at the ships and what have you. And we had seafood paella for two. And I've never seen so much seafood in all my life. And I think the meal with the seafood and dessert and dinner and the drinks, wine, I had beer, she had wine. It was like 72 euros. So it was really, really great. As a matter of fact, when we went back to Barcelona at the end of the vacation for 2 days, we went back and had it again. So I know I could give you more data and information, but I suggest that you just read some material on it and look for my video so you can see what it looks like. So thank you very much.